Giant corporations that operate all over the world are seen as symbols of the changing global economy. Commentator and business consultant Mark Porter Zasada does not have such a wide reach, but he's done his own work to promote globalization.
Until I was actually heckled in Paris, I never really understood globalization. At the time, I was a VP of a globalization services company. We had offices in 11 countries, and we tested software for world markets. When I hooked up Dutch and Chinese engineers, I thought I was helping create a common language, the dream of mankind since the Tower of Babel. But one day at a conference, an irritated Frenchman rose to his feet.
"We have our own software, mon frère. Why do we need American software here?"
I explained how I wasn't promoting American software, but global technical progress. And later in the bar with my colleagues, I spoke of the man as quaint. Still, I was troubled, and I dusted off a hotel Bible to check on that similar time of globalization and rapid technical development. I mean, when we built that first Tower of Babel, just after the flood. The words in Genesis are eerie. Everyone on earth had the same language and the same words. They said to one another, "Come, let us build a city and a tower with its top in the sky." Commentators say the engineers were brilliant, but the bricklayers suffered under the whip. Since then, of course, plenty of folks have tried to globalize. The Macedonians thought Hellenism was good for everyone. The Romans spread Pax Romana. Muslims pushed a global community known as the Ummah. Catholicism became a multinational military force. The British brought good manners to remote deserts, and Soviets peddled world socialism. Each effort included a mix of brutal warfare and social progress. Often, the globalizers, Greek or Catholic or British, were as puzzled by resistance as I was by my Frenchmen. They're so backward. Don't they see that what we're offering them is better? Of course, this time, I know that what we're offering is better. I could make a speech. "Come, look at my shining nation. Look at our freedoms, our health, our liberality, our plays about interracial understanding." But before I could finish, that irritated man in Paris might interrupt again to accuse me of building an empire. He might even quote Genesis. "The Lord looked at the city and the tower and said, 'If, as one people with one language, this is how they have begun to act, then they might do anything. Let us confound their speech, so they will not understand each other.' And the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city." Recently, I went to hear a talk by a cheerful VP from Starbucks. He said he's opening an average of 5 new locations every working day, now in places like Turkey and Peru. This happy expansion represents synergy and global efficiency, a common language we all share. I was impressed, but I thought, perhaps even now, in a world with the UN, NATO, WTO, WMF, NAFTA, OPEC, and Starbucks, perhaps even with all this, we won't be allowed to rebuild that tower.
Mark Porter Zasada is a business consultant based in Los Angeles.